Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Chad Elliott, who will be performing at Music at the Mills Friday evening at 7. He'll have a songwriter's workshop at the Letts Center at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, and he'll have a free reception from 12:30 to 2:30 at Art Domestique. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your music and art background?
Yeah, I grew up in Lamoni and Guthrie Center, Iowa as well, and I'm kind of a small town kid from Iowa, but I've been doing this for about 21 years now, and picked up the guitar the first time in college at art school, actually, and that's why I've got paintings here in town at the gallery Art Domestique, and I've been basically an artist all my life, but picked up the guitar, you know, later in life, and since then it's kind of taken over, and I write original songs. It's kind of a roots and blues and a little bit of country in there as well, and tour nationwide. So
awesome. And then between the artwork that you do and then the music, is there any type of a different satisfaction that you get from doing either or, is it filled the same place?
Yeah, the best part about that is I kind of go in and out of which medium I work in, you know, and if I feel like I'm getting writer's block, I move into the paints or the clay, and they kind of go back and forth, and I found that certain seasons I get a little more, you know, value out of painting and art, like in the wintertime, because it kind of slows down, and then in the summer I don't even touch a canvas. I usually am gigging everywhere, and so I feel like I go seasonally, you know.
Awesome. And then so Friday night you're performing at the Music at the Mills. Can you tell me a little bit about your show and what people can expect?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of stories, pretty much all original songs. I'll have a kind of a variety of sounds, a lot of upbeat stuff, as well as a little more of the slower folk songs. And they're all true stories, you know, based on my life and different people I've met along the way. So.
And how does performing in Washington compare to other places?
No, I've been here for several years now. They've brought me at the Music in the Mills a few times. I love playing that room, and I love that it's a listening room. I play a lot of different places, bars and everything around the country, but to have a listening room where I can tell the stories is kind of what I love to do the most in my performing. And so I've played also house concerts with hometown hero Ryan Doty as well, and so he's kind of my introduction into the town was through my friend Ryan, and since then it's been wonderful, all the people I've met through, like Dan Henderson and Terry and Sandy as well, Mills. So
awesome. And then you also have some art that'll be up at Art Domestique for the next few weeks. Can you tell me a little bit about your artwork?
Yeah, the stuff that you'll see down there is my children's illustrations from my book. I have a children's book and a children's album called Wilderman's Treetop Tales. And a lot of those are brightly colored, and they're big canvases and lively paintings. And they're based on children's songs and lyrics and poems that I've written for my kids. And so I've gone into the schools here and I've worked with the kids here. And so it's kind of part of my passion is to work with youth and trying to have them carry the torch in the future.
So. And then you're also having a songwriter's workshop Saturday morning at the Letts Center. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's kind of for all levels, you know, beginners, advanced, whoever, you know, feels comfortable to come and share, as well as I'll kind of break down how I go about writing a song as with the group as well. We'll go through some of the tricks, and hopefully we'll be able to write a song with them, and we can kind of break down how I go about thinking about the process of songwriting, but also giving them new ideas, and hopefully they walk away inspired.
What makes you want to do all this and kind of give back and make something with your fans as opposed to just giving them the art?
Well, I feel like that's in my blood. You know, I have educators in my life. I've had many family members that were educators, but also I just think that as an artist, if I was just out here grinding out songs, I don't know if I'd feel as fulfilled. And I know that I love getting ideas from students as well. So when it feels reciprocated, you know, and I also have a passion for it, you know, exposing the strings to the puppets, you know, as they say. I think that demystifying the process in art and music, and it makes it a lot more accessible for everyday life. And I really think that that's really important these days, is to kind of have everyone be able to tell their story.
And other than your performances and your appearances this weekend, where can people see you at?
My website is chadelliott.net. You can kind of find all my tour dates, but also you get to find my albums. I've got lots of music out there, and as well as the books.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Chad Elliott. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.